o loo e mafuta male SBS Samoan.
O se tasi o li ila wiloa i le tā alonga AFL i au se talia nei o le ali i o Rhys Conker. Ina ua li taia o ia mai le tā alonga. O le teimile na mafau fau wai malona to olua o Annabelle, ua te tau ona amata so la a inga pe tau mawhai mō sa la whanau. Na ia whaalia le naunauta inga na ia ia te ia i le fia avea ma se tamā o se whanau.
I've always wanted to be a father, absolutely love kids, have for a really long time. We just tried naturally, we tried for I think 10 to 12 months and then put everything in place after that once we realised it wasn't necessarily happening.
E whaatusa i le lua se fulu pasene, po o le toatasi le tāne mai tāne to a lua se fulu, e maua i le whaafita auli o le māua lalo o le au whai o le swasa wola, pe whaaingoina o le low sperm count i le ingilisi. Peitai i le tasi pasene, po o le toatasi le tāne mai tāne to a se lau, e matua le aise swasa wola e mawai. O le tulanga lea o le alii o Rhys Conker, e whaaingoina o le azu spermia.
I think it's kind of shocking news, especially for a male. It's not something you ever really expect. I didn't know anything about male infertility, didn't even really know it existed. I think, like a lot of society, I just kind of assumed that most of IVF struggles were female-related. There's a lot of guilt attached to it, a lot of anger, this real sense that it's unfair, and they're all valid emotions. And for men, the very easy option is just to bottle it all up and soldier on.
O Dr. Fleur Cottrell, o le whomai a Rhys Conker, ma o lo o whaau lulu i aile no fuanga le Melbourne IVF Clinic. Na ia tā ua la whaingatā i nisi o lunga lii, o le talia ina, o le le mawhai o na whanau o sa la pepe i awala whaanatura, o na o le le ai, po o le matua uti uti, o le swasa wola, po o le sperm i le tāne.
For couples that are faced with infertility, we know that the stress that they feel with the diagnosis of infertility can be as severe as being diagnosed with cancer. And it's a real hidden grief in our community that people don't discuss because often they're embarrassed about it, and so they can't disclose it to family and friends.
Ai ua iei se tonga fitinga e whao ngā inai le poto e 4-4 i masini computers po ole mā fau-fau. O le masini computer le artificial intelligence, e whai ai se tautonga, e whawhai ai sua sa wola po le sperm, e le mawhai o na mawai nei se isi au wala. O Stephen Basilechu, o le whatonu o le Neogenics Bioscience, o ilatau o lo o fausia le meto tiene nei, e whaao ngā inai le artificial intelligence,
What ends up happening there is once we've retrieved the tissue from the testes, we have to find these super rare sperm. It's like finding, you know, one star in a constellation of cells that aren't what you're looking for. So while we're looking for that, that can take 3 to 6 hours to find a single sperm. We've trained this model to identify just sperm in complex, very, very messy tissue samples. And we've done that through training it, providing it with hundreds or thousands and thousands, actually, of images that we've identified as sperm through various staining processes. Sperm aren't meant to be outside the body for very long, so time really is of the essence. So the quicker we can make these processes and find these sperm that are slowly, slowly dying in these dishes, the better we can make outcomes for patients. What we're seeing is a dramatic drop in the time it takes to perform these procedures, and the AI is helping find more sperm than an embryologist without the AI. Hopefully towards the end of this year we get our clinical trial done, dusted, and then hopefully by next year we can use that trial data for regulatory approval in Australia, and then we can start actually using it on patients.
O le mea totia whaateko no losi le neina mua mua whaavaeina i se suesuenga a Professor David Gardner, lea ua avenei mapule whaatonu o le IVF Australia.
So what we do is we grade our embryos using conventional means, and then we use the artificial intelligence to say, what do you think? And then we use it to augment our decision process. I think that's really important. We use it to supplement our decision. We don't turn to AI and say, tell us what to do. We turn to AI and say, can you help us make these decisions? We have a saying, we want to get our pregnant sooner than later, not sooner or later. And with artificial intelligence, it means that we're making the right decision more often over which embryo to transfer first. Reducing time to pregnancy is a great outcome for patients because there's a lot of stress involved once they've had the transfer, waiting for the pregnancy results, waiting by the phone to see if their bloods have come back and they're pregnant. And of course, if we can alleviate that in any way, that's a bonus.
Mō leo lungale I Oris ma Annabelle, o loo talo talo, ma le wha moe moe, ina ia mawhai, I le awala ma le potule nei, o le mafau fau e ngosi I masini computer le artificial intelligence, o na mawai so la alo, I le lumanai. O le reporti na wha maapopo ina e Sarah Conte, mō le SBS News.
Like, share, ma faali sau finangalo, muli muli ile SBS Samoan ile Facebook.